This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it, and the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midwest Street Cars, like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
All right, here we are, Tuesday again.
Back at home.
Back at home from the PRI show.
Back in the meth lab.
Back in the meth lab. That is correct. It's not much, but it's home.
It is. I don't hear anybody heckling us.
I don't hear anybody heckling us, and I don't hear 50,000 people lying to manufacturers, and 50,000 manufacturers lying to people that are standing there like,
yeah.
It was a long week.
For guys like us to come from where we're at to go out to the PRI show and deal with, marketing and business.
Or
and,
fake.
You know, like there's a lot of...
There's a lot of fake stuff there.
You know, in marketing, there's a lot of fake things going on there. And it's tough for guys like us because we're not used to that. We like to...
We try to be real.
We like to ask them, hey, that thing's pretty cool. What's the monthly on something like that?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, there ain't no monthly.
And, you gotta please everybody. We're not really good at that. So,
no.
Thank God.
I open my mouth and instantly piss people off. So
yeah, you do.
PRI is not real good. Not real good for me to walk around and try to market myself.
You get him a muzzle next time we go. Yeah.
He does better at the bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know, because that's his element. He can talk real loud and say what he wants
and scream and not have a voice the next day.
I didn't really bar that much.
No, you didn't really bar that much. You did plenty of drinking at the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a beer.
And in the motel. Every time I came down out of the elevators, there he was sitting at the bar.
Fuck
hell,
yeah.
The last podcast, you can hear through the podcast, which I want to go ahead and apologize now to all of our tens of listeners. Holy crap, the microphone situation is terrible.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Look, we suck at this.
Yeah, we're trying. Okay.
We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to use a microphone. We don't know how to use the tools that we've been given to do the podcast. So we don't test. We basically test on race day with this deal.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yep.
If our mics sound crazy and if you have to keep turning the radio up and down, we're sorry, man.
It's pretty frustrating.
What do you expect? We're a bunch of dumb street racers that are trying to have our own radio show. So there's going to be some speed bumps.
Yeah, some ups and downs.
Or some walls.
So far, it's been a lot of downs.
Yes.
I haven't heard one podcast where our microphones sound worth a shit the whole time.
No.
It's always something. So we're going to get it figured out, though.
We're going to try harder.
We're
we do 10 or 15 more of these deals, we might get a decent one.
Yeah.
You know,
if we don't get shut down by then.
On the drive home from PRI, I drove all night, literally all night, like falling asleep in my truck to get home. I wanted to get home so bad. And so I was trying to stay awake, so I listened to someone else's podcast. I've never listened to another podcast in my entire life. And I listened to another podcast. And it just so happened to be one where the guy that was doing the podcast was out of town. And so he apologized beforehand for the shitty quality because he did it with his iPhone on a plane.
Wow. Did it sound pretty good, though?
So it was him and Dana White and somebody else from UFC, and they're doing a podcast from an airplane over the ocean with an iPhone.
That's pretty badass.
And it sounded... 20 times better than I mean, it sounded fucking terrible. And, you know, we bought this big box over here with all these knobs on it. It's supposed to be a mixer, and we're supposed to know how to, like, mix sound and stuff. And
yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
We've never turned any of those knobs.
We're afraid to.
Yeah. What if we ruin it,
it might
worse than what it is now?
It might blow up.
Looks like the dashboard of the fucking space shuttle. Looks like it should be in my new car.
You should put that in your car. Space Crow. You could put that one in the Space Crow. Hey, I feel like at some point we need to talk about all the awesome memes. I'm going to say it.
Memes.
I think we should go ahead and talk about all the awesome memes that have came out after this week at PRI.
Dude, the ones of you pissing the bed.
They're awesome.
They're so great.
My wife is sending me some last night, and I'm just dying laughing. She was in the bedroom. I was on the couch watching Star Wars. And
Nothing wrong with Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
Star Wars is cool.
She was back there FaceTiming some dude. She's back there.
Probably. I give her own time. It's fine. I came to bed a little bit later.
Yeah, those are great. The whole you pissing the bed thing is it's really done a number for you.
Well, my mom thought it was pretty weird that she didn't really say anything about me pissing the bed. She said about me telling people about it, and I was just like, hey.
But it's true.
But it happened.
It happened.
Yeah.
So
no, Sean's gonna tell you.
We try to be real, and that was real. It happened.
That's one of those marketing things we're not sure about.
I'm not the greatest.
I mean, but they're making pictures about you.
They are.
So, hey, you did something right.
They are.
I mean, it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of other people.
You could get famous for pissing the bed. Who cares? You're still
famous.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you know. If they're talking about me, cool.
Yeah, you get famous. Just be careful and don't get AIDS. I mean, like Charlie Sheen fucked that deal all up. He was on a pretty good roll.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
Now he's got to pay the piper.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Tiger Blood didn't really work out for him.
Nah. 2 weeks ago on the television show that
Street Outlaws.
Yeah.
That one.
You know. Jesus. How are we still here? This is why we can't have nothing nice. Two weeks ago on the show, it was Cash Days. It was our season finale. Best episode ever. I mean, it was well put together.
It was good.
It was well edited. Well fucking shot. I mean, the colors, the shots, the racing. It was...
Everything was so much better.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And for those of you that don't know about Cash Days, it's the biggest thing ever for street racers. I mean, when you're coming from a real street race perspective, there's nothing bigger or better than Cash Days. Like, it's the Catalina Wine Mixer. You know what I mean? It's the real deal.
If you're a street racer, then you've heard of Cash Days.
Yeah, it's the real deal. And years ago, I was 05, 04, 05, 06, something like that, Limpy from DFW from Dallas put together the very first one of these races, and it was to get guys to race for money, because a lot of guys wouldn't race for money, and this was to get guys to race for money so that everybody would step up their game. And he put it on in industrial parks in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we were all there, and Oklahoma City won the first one with Dave driving the gold car, and it was him and Boots,
which was amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
because they kicked our ass quite a bit in the beginning of this deal.
Yeah, we won the very first one, and then from then on out, I think Texas won most of them.
Ronnie mostly.
Yeah, White Boy did.
White Boy won one. Yeah.
So it's a big deal. I mean, it has a lot of history. It has a lot of heritage. And, man, dude, this one had every big name.
Well, it's the biggest one we've ever done also. We've never had one more than 16 car field.
Dude, it was the biggest names. There was some big name dudes there. I mean, there was a couple that we were missing, like, Buddy, you know, I'd like to have seen Buddy race,
yeah, for sure.
You know, just for tradition type deals. And it'd be nice if Wayne would have been interested in racing, or if he'd bring the gold car out street race. But, you know, you can't expect those guys who don't race much anymore to want to drop $2,000.
Well, it's the guys who haven't kept up with the times. A lot of the guys that were there were still racers that we've raced with in the past, but they've kept up with the times.
Yeah, they changed cars, modified cars. They've done different things to be competitive. And you can't expect the guys that haven't to want to drop $2,000 or whatever it is on an entry fee to get in the race. You just can't. Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So, but we had some huge name racers.
Man, I was looking around going, holy shit. This is, you know, especially after the first round, which I didn't make it. But after the first round,
yeah, you did.
You know.
What happened?
You
got
to have your shit together.
Sean, what happened? Okay. We draw names. Sean draws Shane.
Yeah.
Sean and Shane, first round.
Yeah.
What happened?
I got outran. I mean, wrong tune-up, you know? I walked out there, the road was really amazing, and we just had way too much timing in the car. It left on probably about 800 horsepower more than it normally does. And, I mean, it left with 14, 15 pounds of boost and 34, 35 degrees of timing. So it was hot. Obviously, the road was good, but it wouldn't hold a 420 pass.
Yeah, that may have been pushing it. yeah. for that road. That may have been especially so, first round.
Which, hey, Shane's car's fast. You know,
no doubt about it.
I caught it after it smoked the tires. I pedaled it a couple of times, and I was running him down. But I mean, 660. What are you going to do? You know, his car. It ain't no joke. You know, it runs good. He for everybody who doesn't know, and has seen Shane lose on the show, he now has a F3 on the car, and it is way fucking faster than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's a bad dude right now.
There's no doubt about it.
No, I mean, no doubt.
Probably one of the most consistent cars on
yeah,
the
but
list.
You can say that, but he crashes 15 times per race, but he just don't ever hit anything.
Yeah,
he manages to keep it in his own lane. The car's all over the place. It wheelies. It goes left. It goes right. The thing, you know, just all over the place down there. But he holds it together. I mean, the dude's been in a Vega ever since I've known him, and he can drive
that
it.
Ain't no Vega.
It's a Pontiac for the couple Vega. Of people that I've noticed on Yellow Bullet who has noticed. What is it, a Aurora or Pontiac? What is it
I
called?
I can't remember the name of it.
But it has Sunfire or some shit.
Grand Am.
But it does have a Vega front nose on it, and that's he claims Vega. So it's his car. He can claim whatever he wants.
He can call whatever he wants to.
Yeah.
Except to those, you know, 17 guys in the whole world who have Vegas, they're going to call him out.
Exactly. Exactly. But the car's fast, and it's not the first time I've went out first round in a cash days. It does suck. It is definitely not the way that I saw this cash days going. But from then on out, I had to be a spectator.
Yeah,
it happens.
You can't win them all, Sean.
No, I can't. I win very few. I mean, shit. I mean,
you could do better at winning one.
Exactly.
You can't win them all.
Exactly. I have won a cash days though.
Yes, you
in
have.
My career.
I still have that. I still have the curse of cash days. I'm cursed.
It doesn't matter how many races you win.
No,
something happens at cash days that
I can
that just.
I can. I've been racing cash days since 2005, 2006, and with the same car. And buddy, it doesn't matter how good my car is the day before. It doesn't matter how many races I win. Months before that, it doesn't matter how much money I win, how much I sink into the car, nothing matters. When I get the cash days, you can guarantee I'm gonna go a few rounds and then I'm gonna lose and somebody else is gonna win. That's just
yeah, but
that's cash.
I still honestly, I mean, I watched a lot of racing.
Yeah, we did.
In fact, I saw every race after the race where Shane put me out. I watched every race after that.
You watched a lot of races. You were sitting there a long time
first
round.
I was.
With nothing to do.
With absolutely nothing to do. So I saw a lot of racing, and I still felt like the fastest pass that I saw put down at cash days was when you outran Shane. And God damn it, stop fucking with your car, man.
Hey, man.
Make that same pass, and you would have wore anybody out that you raced.
You know, hindsight's 2020.
No, it is. It is. But you're always testing.
I can sit here and agree with you that I made a really fast pass against Shane.
It was
it was
430, 440 pass.
It
probably
was extremely fast.
Yes.
It was one of the fastest passes I've ever made, track or street. It was getting down.
And still, you beat Shane by what, two cars,
yeah,
car and a half?
It was getting
I mean,
down.
Shane's car was moving.
Was making a hit. You know?
Yeah.
But I made a really good hit, and then, you know, Dave's car was having trouble during that round. And they said that he didn't have the trans brake no more. They said that the transmission was overheated, it was fried, and he wasn't going to be able to use the transmission brake, and he had all these problems. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, you've been racing the road all night, throwing everything you got at it. It's time to, you know, race the driver, you know, race the other car for
yep,
once.
That's,
you know?
That's off for you. You don't do that.
I shouldn't have done that because the pass before, you know, that's what really fucked me up. Is I was racing the Blue Nightmare guy, and I
oh
jumped.
My gosh.
I mean, I jumped.
No, you didn't.
Dude.
I said it at the line. You didn't jump.
You just said that whether I jumped or not. I jumped.
I mean, hey, I told everybody, put your money up. I got 100 says he didn't jump. Hey, nobody took that bet.
Yeah, well, when I let off the button, that light wasn't on. I know that for a fucking fact. So, So I let off, but the light went on. I thought, oh, wow, yep, I just jumped. Great. So the car gets out there. It shook the tires a little bit, and instead of pedaling it and getting back in it, I thought, hey, I jumped. So, I mean, no point in getting back in it. I lost. So yeah. I coasted down through there, and then that.
And he about clipped your
good
ass.
Good God, dude. He come by me. It looked like 900 mile an hour.
But it was probably about 98.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
So, yeah. But still, he damn near clipped you.
Yeah,
at the end.
I was racing him, and I thought I'm gonna try something. So I put a bunch in the car, see what it would do, and it went out there and shook tires, and I let off. I said, "Well, ain't no point getting back in it." I jumped, and then he almost goes around me at the finish line. Thank God he didn't. But then I come back, and they say, "You didn't jump," and I'm like, "No crap." I'm like, "Dude, I'm confident I jumped." Like.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, you thought it was over when you got back to the pit.
They said they looked at the video with the guy who drives the other car, and you didn't jump. And I was like, holy crap.
No, the other guy didn't even say anything about you jumping. He wanted to see the finish line camera because he thought he clipped you at the end, and he didn't. But it was close.
I couldn't really see the race because standing in between two cars after a burnout that are both on alcohol.
Yeah, and one of them being M5.
You can't see shit.
And we're kind of getting used to the whole M5 deal, but whatever that guy was running – was brutal.
It was
horrible. He was running methanol, and then I was running M5. And usually, my methanol goes away from my car, goes out into the atmosphere because of my headers. But his headers were pointed at my headers, so we had a methanol fight right there on the starting line. Like my methanol was fighting his methanol,
but his had something in it. His wasn't just straight methanol. He had some additive in it or something.
Oh, really?
But it was
horrible.
Killing me.
All I know
me.
Is I'm in the car crying my eyes out.
Yeah, it was bad.
I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, oh, my God, please just turn on the flashlight. And finally, dude, like, literally couldn't see, couldn't breathe. It was time to go. So I let off.
So you just left whenever you were ready.
It was involuntary. I had to wipe my eyes.
Yeah. You got to use this hand.
I had to use that hand, pull it off the button and wipe my eyes. And, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So. That had me all fucked up because then I thought, well, how am I still in if I jump? But then the next round, so I'm going to race Dave, and I was like, well, we'll turn it back down and take a little bit more out of it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then something changed in the road. I don't know what happened, but the car got out there, and it was even worse. I mean, it hit that big bump out there, and it's just not happy. Yeah. And so I had to pedal it. I mean, I left on it. Okay, so there you go. So that nitrous deal, you know.
Yeah, everybody wants to say, how can that turbo car go around him?
I 60-footed him.
Yeah.
You know, which is hard to do, you know. And
yeah,
then,
well, because that thing weighs.
Yeah, and then I stayed out on him a little ways, and then I had to pedal. And, you know, when you pedal against a car like that, you're screwed, you know. It was still a really close race. I pedaled it 3 or 4 times.
Well, and everybody's like, there's no way that a nitrous car, you know. I thought everybody said there's no way a nitrous car could come around a twin turbo car. Well, no, not if both of you are staying in it.
If I'm off the throttle.
Yeah, you were off the throttle pedaling it.
Yeah,
that's the reason it came around you.
Yeah, so it was a good close race. I was glad at least it was a good race. And then, you know, he goes on. And then, of course, after my race with him, his transmission was so shot after that race, that last Banzai pass, that
we gave it everything that he had.
Yeah, when he raced Kai in the final, you can see, like,
the car didn't even leave.
Dude, and when it did, you watch the video, watch the end car, you can see the shifter clunk second. I mean, as soon as he comes off the button, it went into high gear because the RPM just shot through the roof. It smoked right through the band, and, dude,
I'm going to go ahead and stop that. That's what happens when you run a glide.
Power glides are notorious.
Yes.
For high power, tearing
the band up.
Yeah, for tearing the band up.
And that car is light as shit. It shouldn't tear a band up. But
hey, race cars break.
No, they do.
You know what I mean?
And glides break a lot.
So, and then he went on. And then, of course, he made a terrible pass in the final. Kai Kelly makes a really good hit.
Yep.
And, you know, he deserved to win. I mean, he made it through that. He made it through there all night with problems, just like everybody else. And he botched his shit together to make it to the final. Now, I will say, that first round, I was confident that nobody was touching John Doe.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That was one of the fastest. Hey, and even on the pass that he broke, that motherfucker was rolling.
It left.
Yeah, it was one of the rocket. If he would have made a full pass and that thing wouldn't have broke, it probably would have been faster than your pass.
Yeah, John Doe's shit was right.
It was.
And that blue vet was it was fast, too. That thing
was
fast.
But, he needs to control that thing, though.
At like 400 or 500 feet, it turns around and goes the other way.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And then Jackie moved on to the next round. I mean, shit. Yeah. I mean, all I needed was one round to get my shit together.
Yeah,
and I think I would have been okay. Why couldn't that happen to me?
Kai got 3 or 4 rounds to get his shit together.
He did.
Racing guys that jump and blow up and do wheelies.
And don't leave.
Else.
Don't put their nitrous on, whatever.
You give that guy half a chance, and he'll get it figured out by the end of the night, and he'll do damage.
That's exactly what he did.
But
everybody who's saying shit like, oh, this is great. Of course, they're going to set themselves up for this show. It looked to me like Dave took a dive, you know, because he didn't leave. That's not what happened, man. We will do everything we can for Kai not to win this deal. It just
– for anybody.
The motherfucker has a rabbit's foot up his ass. And
no, I mean, I'm pretty sure on Sundays he drives around on his time off finding ugly puppies good homes. Like, that's the only, I mean, dude, the guy is a saint or something.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
He's got luck on his side, man. There's no doubt about it.
You know, but he worked for it. It wasn't like he, you know, it wasn't like he didn't work for it. I mean, he had to, channel locked his intake, all that shit on him. And he did what he had to do.
Hey, how about on the show they said, though, 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. Yeah, they gave that motherfucker 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, 1 minute left, and they start pushing the car. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, they gave him all
had.
Now, I had the real 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like they even came over and said, look, guys, Kai's going to get all the time he wants. Don't even start talking about it.
Yep.
So I was like, no shit. Yeah, that's the way it is. And that's whenever I walked over to Jesse and Mark was like, I thought y'all was running this deal. Yeah. Hey, and you know Mark, man. Oh, he'll fight for everything, you know? And he looked at me and goes, yeah, I thought we were too. Yeah. And turned around and walked off. Yeah, he was fucking mad.
But, you know, I can't say that if we were on a real street somewhere.
Oh, we'd have gave him the time.
He wouldn't have got time.
No, he would have, because we would have gave it to him.
We'd have gave him the time. I mean, you know, but it sucks that he didn't come up and ask for it. You know what I mean?
Yep. He could have sent somebody up there and said, look, guys.
There and said, hey, they're going to let me do it anyway, so I'm just going to do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
It'd be different if he come up and said, hey, man, I need 10, 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Give the other guy the lane or something like that to give you 10 or 15 minutes, and it would have worked. But whatever. You know, that's neither here nor there. One thing that sucks is that we didn't get to see Dave and Jackie actually race.
We haven't. Never.
I just want to see them race.
I do too.
I want to see Dave and Jackie race.
Yep.
I don't care what Dave's driving. You know, Dave is now a cab driver, and he's going to drive whatever they can find.
What do you mean now?
Well, because he drove his own car for a little while.
What, for a month?
Yeah, I like how, man, Henson, when he went to Henson's shop and asked him to drive that car.
Yeah.
I like how Henson said, you know, accidents happen, but I just don't want you'd have any accidents with my shit. You know,
God, it looked like his Tourette was doing on full blown mode. Whenever he asked him about that, Henson started freaking out.
He's fixing to put Dave in his car, you know.
Yeah,
man, oof.
Yeah,
but Dave did a good job. Cars are still in one piece.
Dave can drive.
Henson's got the car back, so now Dave's working on his new car.
Mm-hmm.
He's he's gonna have to finish his new car at some point.
Yep.
And then
I heard it's finished pretty much.
Well.
I know he sent me a video of it driving down the road.
Well, and when that new car's finished, he's going to have to race to get on the list.
Yeah.
He may have to race Henson. You know what I mean? Or Jackie. He may have to race Jackie. There could be an opportunity where Dave has to race Jackie next season, and that is going to be epic. Because I thought they were going to race, and then Jackie blowed the fucking hood off of it. I mean,
he peeled
that top back.
Hey, I had said, I watched a lot of races, but I obviously missed where the scoop almost hit Wiley.
Hey,
I mean, Wiley goes.
It was.
And Wiley had been flagging races so long, he didn't even
jump or nothing.
He moved one leg out of the way, so he didn't get hit with that scoop.
How about you could hear me just loud as hell, get Jackie out of the car.
Get Jackie out of there.
He was in there taking a nap.
Sean really cares about
Jackie. I was standing there, and we were like, holy shit, you know?
Nobody's just doing anything.
And he was just sitting there, you know? Finally, I yelled, get you, because I was standing over on the other side. I yelled, get Jackie out of the car.
No, we heard you.
Yeah.
We definitely heard you yell that, for sure. So, they got Farm Truck doing the commentary.
That was,
Farm Truck.
I felt like that was weird.
Well, they got Farm Truck. Well, I mean, you know, I'm racing in it, so how am I going to do the commentary all night? You know, so
yeah, but
you know, but
they it was still weird.
It was a little tough, but they went through it. Now, I'm racing first round. I'm racing Vetman,
the Mistress,
right?
Vetman,
in the gray, and the one that says twin turbo on the hood.
Yeah,
it says real big in mailbox letters.
Twin
turbo on the hood.
Turbo.
He went to Hobby Lobby, got him a letter kit, put
twin
turbo on it.
Yeah.
So I'm racing him first round.
But it's reflective.
And everybody wants to blame Wiley for this, but, I mean, look, if you're driving a race car, you need to be aware of your surroundings at all times. And I feel bad for the guy because his car caught on fire, but if I'm nowhere near the line, if I'm still 5 foot from the starting line, my wife is still standing 10
giving
foot
you the hold.
In front of my car while you guys are checking my wheelie bars.
I was on the ground still setting your wheelie bars whenever I heard him hit the chip.
Well, and it's because he had been talking about all night he was having trouble making boosts, so he's like, can I go in first? I was like, hey, man, whoever Wiley pulls in, he pulls in. This is cash day. This is for 50 grand. He's like, well, I need to go in first. It won't even build boost. I got a new converter and this and that. And I'm like, I hear you, brother, but, like, this is cash day. So.
Yeah.
I feel like he was nervous.
He wanted to go in, and so you could see him it inching forward. He just kept inching forward, trying to get Wiley
until
to pull
he
him
put
in,
it on the two-step.
Trying to get Wiley to pull him in, yes. Because he was like, he figured if he just kept going forward, eventually Wiley just
would
pull
stop
him,
him
on in.
Well, Wiley would have to stop him when
right.
he got there.
Right. So he kept going forward until finally Wiley just started laughing and looked at him like, fine, you want to come in? I mean, come on in then.
Yeah.
And I figured he'd like just sit there and wait for him to start pulling me in. Dude, he went on the brake. So like.
Hey, and it went on the brake fast.
I'm in the car going, oh my God, he's on the two-step. And so I'm waving for Alicia to get out of the way. I'm like, get out of the way. I was like, I got to go in. Like, he's gonna freaking nuke this thing. Like, I need to get in there now. So I'm just screaming at my wife to get out of the way.
You finally just started going.
Finally, I just start pulling forward.
I wasn't even done with the bars.
You weren't done with the bars. She was still in front of the car. Finally, I'm like, dude, I don't want to see this happen. So I just start rolling in, right? And
yeah. Well, Monkey yelled at me, at least get the chutes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm doing the wheelie bars. And after the wheelie bars, I reach up and pop your chutes, you know, and you rolled off while I was still doing the wheelie bars. So as you rolled off, I reached up, hit the chutes, and
yeah, dude, I was just scared to death that everybody's gonna say I burnt the dude down.
He burned himself down.
And you can see Wiley pulling him in, like smiling, laughing, like what the heck is this guy doing? So then he reaches over to me, pulls me in, and you know,
you went in fast.
I went in as fast as I could, man. I mean, honestly, when I heard that going on, I was like, what in the hell is he doing? Now, I've been in that situation before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have.
I've been in a situation where I'm on the two-step on the starting line, and the guy I'm racing isn't in yet, and he's coming up really slow. You just back off a little bit.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's already wicked up.
It's
already
wicked
got
up enough.
Heat.
As soon as you hit that thing again, it's going to go right back to where it was.
It's already got heat. It's already wicked up. You can back off of it a little bit. Let the training pressure come down. Let the heat build down, and then wait on them to start rolling forward. Once they get close to the line, you got a good 3 or 4 seconds before the light comes on.
Yes.
You know, because Wiley's still got to stop him. He's got to turn around, run back, and turn on the light. You got 3 or 4 seconds. If you can't spool that thing in 3 or 4 seconds, I mean, Jesus Christ. So that's part of, as a driver, knowing your surroundings.
You got to know what's going on.
In the Armageddon race, when I raced him, I had to come off the throttle 3 times racing him because he was taking forever to get up there. So, but I, you know, you don't ever hear that from me because I don't bitch about that stuff. That's racing. If I have to have a turbo car, then I'm going to know how to stage a turbo car. And no one's going to be able to fuck me. Like, if you're going to sit there forever, or if you're not going to take forever, I'm going to come off the gas.
Unless you have a badass transmission. Because I've seen Sean sit on his for
13
seconds.
I've been on
seconds.
It for a long time before.
I've also seen Sean come off of it and get back on it. And come
I
off
have.
And get back on.
Yep. I did that racing you twice.
Yeah,
and I mean, still blew the tranny cooler out.
Well, that tranny cooler was a nice
It was
one.
Suspect.
It looked
for
like
sure.
You drug it behind your truck a while before you put it on your car.
The fins, it had some bent fins in it.
Yeah.
A few of them. All of them. All of them were bent.
Yeah.
Hey, but it made it 3/4 of the race before it blew out.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and then the same thing with Blue Nightmare. You know, Blue Nightmare goes in, instantly goes on a trans brake. I'm like, dude, they haven't even pulled me up yet. I mean, how are you going to be? So I had to run in against him, too, thinking, oh, God dang, we're going to burn down 3 or 4 cars. Everybody's just going to hate Chief for this.
There
so,
was definitely lots of fires.
There was lots of fires. Now, the biggest fire was in, well, the biggest fire, what do you think?
I don't know, man.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Vet Man or Ronnie
man,
Pace?
I think Ronnie Pace's was. Ronnie's car, it burnt. Outside of the car.
Yes.
Dude, that
Vet Man's was inside.
Yeah, but the inside shot of Ronnie's as the flames are rolling up, dude. I mean, that looked scary as shit.
Both of them did, but Vet Man had flames inside his car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's a double frame rail deal and the transmission's open. It must have been. It must
look
be.
Like it because you could see flames.
Because there was straight
up
flames.
Him.
That's so scary.
Right next to him.
The smoke's rolling out of it looking all evil and stuff. And then, but man, how about Ronnie? That's when you know that Ronnie's been racing a long time, and he's been racing those kind of cars for a long time, and he knows that car because his shit caught on fire. He didn't panic. He unbuckles himself. He jumps out. He knows why it's on fire.
Yep.
He runs to the back of the car. Do you see how quick he got the trunk open?
Yes.
I mean, dude.
Yes.
I can't get the trunk open like when there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Like, and this guy gets it open.
Well, his still has a key.
Yeah,
he pops the trunk.
So, he had to take his keys, find his keys. He has to find his keys.
And dig in his pocket.
It takes me an hour and a half to find my keys. Y'all know that.
Maybe he just took them out of the ignition.
He may have.
But still, you know, there's probably 30 of them on there. You know, he's got keys to the shop.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I didn't see him fiddling around with it.
My truck key.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Four Rooms, but. he just ran in, already had the key in his hand, and boop, right into it, popped
looking.
It open.
Boom, popped the trunk open, reaches in there, turns the bottles and shit off, and the fire goes out. And then, so he saved it from really, really getting bad.
From worse. Yeah.
But then he turns right around and ruined the helmet.
Damn. I mean, he was mad on that helmet.
God.
I felt so bad for him.
I've seen Ronnie mad before, but I ain't never seen him that
mad. No, that was as mad as I've ever seen him.
He smashed that damn helmet on the ground.
Yeah, he did.
Good God, he was mad. But, I mean, dude, you're going to be mad, right? I mean, he's on a fit of bad luck anyway. I mean, it seems like here lately, man, he just can't catch a good stride. So, and sometimes you just gonna throw your helmet. Yep. You know what I mean, that's just what you're gonna do.
Just
sometimes
stay away. I didn't even talk to him after that. You know, he loaded up and he rolled out. You know, and I talked to him a few days later and was just like, "Yo, man, I wasn't even about to come and bother you. You know, your car is still smoking. You know,
But like racers, you know, a lot of guys came together to help him. You know what I mean? I mean, yes. I know that we jumped in and after he got home and he was, you know, he was okay and he was starting to get over the you know, had happened. And we all jumped in and we gave him everything we could. We hooked him up. We had some parts left over. That's what racers do. Racers got parts left over. We like Ronnie. Yeah. Do we want to outrun Ronnie? Every time we race him, we went out running. You know, that's what we're there for. But in the end, we're going to be there for each other because I don't want to go to another race. I don't want to go to a big race and Ronnie Pace not be there.
Yep.
Because that's what, you know, because what's the point in being in a big race if you're not going
to
have
Well, we owe a lot to him, you know. Oh, yeah. He was, you know, he was one of the main heavy hitter whenever I came into this scene, and he was the man to beat.
Well,
so the reason we're as fast as what we are today has a lot to do with Ronnie Pace.
Oh, yeah, and he's taught us humility. He's taught us how to deal with a loss because I don't care how many times Kai Kelly wins. It's nothing compared to what Ronnie Pace did to us. I mean, dude, I remember driving home from Texas over and over and over again, just thinking to myself, dude, this guy is unbeatable.
Yeah, we used to get home, and we used to take that chalkboard and just erase everything off of it and start over.
We had a giant plan on how to outrun him, and then every time we come home, we just wipe it off.
It clean and go, okay, let's start over.
Yeah, I mean, dude, every year. I remember so many times driving home going, I just don't understand how in the fuck he can win every fucking race.
Because, dude, there's nothing like thinking, hell yeah, my car's on a hell of a pass, and seeing somebody drive away from you like that.
Yes.
Because all you can think of is, how? I know I make more power than he does. You know, shit like that that's running through my head. How can he put the power to the ground and I can't?
Yeah, I mean, that's the part of racing that, you know, if we won every race, we would never know what it's like. So we wouldn't know how high the highs are. You know what I mean? We wouldn't know how great it feels to win a big race.
No, and we'd quit.
You know,
we wouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah, because what's the, you know, but once you understand that somebody like Ronnie Pace smacks you around for years, I mean, like,
no, it was years.
Years.
Yeah, I know.
Like when guys like him and White Boy just kick you in the teeth every time they see you, dude, you learn that you're only as good as your last race, and the next time you race him, you can change it. You know what I mean? You have a chance here. Race him again, change history. Race him every time you see him because he's already beat you. He can't do nothing to you. He ain't already done.
Yep.
Right? I mean, he can't eat you. I mean, he's already beat you. So, I mean, dude, we raced Ronnie Pace every time we got the chance, and eventually we figured out what it would take, and we all became better racers and became faster for it. And that's why we owe a lot to Ronnie. We really do. I mean, he taught us a lot about the street that, you know, no one else could, and he taught us a lot about how to lose. Good God. And and how to lose money. Lots and lots and lots of money. Mm-hmm. So we all came together and got him a few parts, something, you know, anything we could think of that would help him get back to racing. Hopefully the car's back together. Hopefully we'll see him again soon at a race. And he'll be back to kicking ass. He'll be back to being the legend of Ronnie Pace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone, all the very, very nice people that sent me birthday gifts. Because my birthday was December 9th, and I was at the PRI show. I wasn't in the office. I was already there with my new car. And I come home from PRI, bringing the Cro-Mod home, dropping it off in the shop. So the Cro-Mod is now in its new home. It's out there getting settled in, and it's, you know, figuring out its surroundings. It's sniffing around a bit, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, it's going to take a piss everywhere, and then that's going to be its home, right?
Trying to rest, and Sean keeps bugging it.
Yeah.
Sean, I can't leave it alone. Yeah,
Sean's out there.
I have crawled all over this car.
He's out there sniffing its butt every time it turns around. And this is, I mean, it's real uncomfortable for the poor car. Yeah. It just got here, and Sean won't quit sniffing its butt.
I sat in it for 10 minutes just looking around. So,
but I come into the office, and there are boxes of birthday gifts. Just unbelievable. I mean, letters,
cookies,
postcards, panties. You know, I mean, yeah. it was thanks, guys. It really makes me feel special.
So is there cookies
to know
in
that
box?
There's cookies everywhere.
Yeah, cookies, cakes.
Yeah, those are from Rob and Melanie. And look, he told them, Rob and Melanie told them that my name was Big Chief, and that the cookies came in. There's a cake in there, and it says "Happy Birthday, Big Cheese." They got the name wrong.
Nice.
Yeah.
At least it didn't say chife.
No, it didn't say chife.
Look how thick this fucking
it didn't change
thing
the
is
way it tasted them. Yeah, they're amazing cookies. Are you going to eat the cookie on the pod? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to.
Man, that looks like a biscuit.
Hey, it's amazing.
You could get a biscuit. No, they'd be trying to give them hoes away.
I don't want no giving away biscuits.
They're amazing.
Just thanks to everybody that remembered my birthday. It does. I mean, you try and be a hard ass and try to act like a bad motherfucker, but in reality, when people remember your birthday, it's nice. Even when you're not in town, you come home and there's birthday gifts. So
just waiting.
And it really sucked to be out of town by myself. I got none of my boys with me. You know, I don't have anybody with me. And you know, I'm celebrating my birthday there all by myself. That kind of
cool. My birthday was when we were at SEMA.
You had a great birthday. I remember.
Yes,
I don't really remember.
I remember.
Guarantee you Sean's maid remembers.
I know. Hey, hey, I had a better time at PRI. I got proof.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, everyone. We did. I mean, PRI was cool. We did meet a lot of cool people. We did actually meet a very small few real people at PRI.
Yeah. And like Larry Dixon is one of them.
We're thankful we got to meet some real people for sure.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this. Sorry. I'm looking at my notes here. I forgot to mention this. Totally. It's been a couple weeks since this.
Yes.
Whenever Vetman in the mistress car is on fire, I mean, it's burning to the ground. Farm truck decides to pull a Sean and say,
hey,
and say, he says, and that's what happens when you leave a nitrous car on the trans brake for too long.
Yes. And then everybody goes, What?
Huh? What? Say what?
Because I don't really know what that means. Because A, nitrous cars don't really matter. You know what I mean? Like you're
well,
not,
and there wasn't
you,
a nitrous car in that
you
race.
Can't really.
They were both twin turbos.
And you can't really burn down a nitrous car. You know,
well,
what I
mean?
Like,
no.
Like nitrous cars just. I mean, you know,
yeah,
how
immediately.
Do you, yeah, how do you and burn you down a nitrous car? So, and it was a little weird that he said that, but you know, but Farm Truck doesn't get to do a whole lot of pickup commentary on the whole episodes, and so he doesn't understand that they are going to tell him what they want you to say, and then you have to go, yeah, no, that's not a nitrous car, that's a turbo car.
Yeah, he just probably didn't even think about
it.
He just said
it. They screwed him over, just like,
yes,
you know. But hey, they probably didn't know it was a turbo car either.
No,
it's turbo on the hood though,
real big.
Well, that would require reading.
Oh.
Yeah,
you know,
or some research,
or look, or watching.
I mean, why would they just assume that it's a nitrous car? I mean, I don't get that.
Well, because all the
well,
other
this
backfires,
is probably a nitrous car.
All the other backfires are
yeah,
nitrous
that's
cars.
Probably right. Every time we have a backfire on Street Outlaws, it's a nitrous car.
I mean,
hey, so you know, if you go by percentages, they would have been right.
They were going with the majority on this deal.
Majority rules on that deal.
Majority rules. Nitrous cars going to blow the hood sky high.
Yeah,
there's going to be fire.
Yeah,
that's you know. Whatever. Poor Farm Truck. They bashed. I mean, they butchered him on the internet.
They did.
Man. They lit into him. Like,
yeah.
Ugh. The poor guy. And, you know, it sucks because I've seen him do those interviews before and I've seen him, you know, film with us over here before. And he really is trying, man. You know what I mean? He
yeah.
really tries to say the right thing. But it's tough, man. He's not an actor. We're not actors. We
yeah.
don't. You tell us what to say and we're just like, look, man. I don't
yeah.
know what the fuck that even means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
let me say it how I want to say it. I'll get the same point across.
Yeah.
Except better.
Yeah. And, you know, they, so it's tough. But
all in all, though, the editing was.
Yes.
It was decent.
The whole
it was pretty good.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was
way,
about?
Way better.
So that didn't have anything to do with editing. Editing didn't make Farm Truck say that.
No. But
Farm Truck said that.
Whoever yeah. writes down the stuff for them to say.
Or they could have just said what happened. Farm Truck just figured, hey, it was everybody that backfired. There was a nitrous car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I don't know. But the episode was great.
It was
one of our best ever. And then to be up against Monday Night Football on
yeah.
that episode and
yes.
to do the kind of numbers that it did. I mean, we're talking 3 million people watched that fucking show.
Yeah.
Do you understand? 3 million.
Say it
3 again. Million.
How many was it?
3 million. 1, 2, 3 million.
Yes.
And there's also a couple other shows on the same night besides Monday Night Football that get really good ratings that we make.
We
Love and Hip Hop was one of them, I believe.
Yeah, those guys usually just kill it.
I mean, the brakes off of us.
Yeah, I'm thinking
not
about
this
doing,
week.
I'm thinking about doing Street Outlaws and Hip Hop next season.
Yeah.
I mean, that show is killing it on the ratings, and I've tried to watch it, and oh, my God. But, I mean, dude, the numbers that episode did against Monday Night Football pulls down 15 million viewers and shit, you know what I mean? So usually they take all of our viewers. You know, we're usually left with the leftovers, but, dude, we killed it. So, I mean, big thanks to everybody that watched the show.
Yeah.
God dang, that was amazing. We were
hardcore fans into it.
Yeah,
so
really,
the 10 people that are listening to this, go let your buddies and everybody who watched Street Outlaws know.
Thanks.
You know, thanks.
Yeah, we said thanks. Yeah. Tell them, you know, we said thanks.
Yeah. Well, the editing is getting better because some of the stuff that they're putting in there instead of leaving out is getting, you know, way cooler. You know, like whenever Dave shows up and we're all testing our cars out there and 15 fucking people get out of this stacker renegade rig that they're driving. And we ask Dave, what's in the trailer? And he says, tools. And you said, it looks like all the tools got out of the truck. Not just some idiot would look at that and go, that's pretty fucking funny, you know,
somebody.
And make sure that that got put in there, you know, because we say shit like that a lot. And some of it is because we're stupid car guys and we don't always think, hey, this will make good TV if we say this. So we got a lot of inside jokes and stuff like that, that people who edit this stuff, they're going to leave that stuff out because they have no idea what we're talking about whenever we're sarcastic and we shit on other people. We're being us. So that made it, and I laughed when you said it out there, and I even laughed harder whenever I heard it on TV. I was like, oh, it looked like a bunch of tools getting out of that thing.
Yeah, it was funny, man. That was a cool race, you know. And but I will say this. Even though I didn't win, I did really well, and I made it down to the fastest, you know, two or three cars there, right? And I believe that I could have ran with any of those guys, if not outrun them, given half a chance. So I was really proud of my old piece of crap car that night. Whenever I'm coming back through the pit, like, so everybody lines up along the road, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's no pit area like a track. You just unload your junk right there in the middle of the road. So when you go back, when you try and get back to your trailer, you have to drive through all those cars. And dude, I've been street racing a long damn time. I have never, never felt like this. But driving back through all those cars, I saw semi-trucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With stacker trailers. I saw renegades. I mean, dude, a renegade? I saw a renegade at a street race. You know what I mean? These guys are getting... It's getting to the point where it takes a lot to be competitive. I mean, dude, in this cash days, there were semi trucks. There, I mean, full blown race teams. Like, we're talking about a racing organization, you know. Dude, guys step out of the truck with five, six different guys helping them in the car. They got chassis guys with them. They got motor guys with them.
All matching shirts and stuff.
They got headsets and radios, you know. Like, I mean, dude, I just got an enclosed trailer. Like, you know, like we're just now getting to this point. And I'm having to race cars. I can think of, there was probably 10, if not more. I guarantee you half of the cars were tube chassis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of them ever came from Detroit. You know what I mean? They're all fiberglass.
The two that were in the finals.
Yeah, the two that were in the finals both weren't cars. Real cars. You know, they're carbon fiber body cars.
Well, you were the only one in the quarters, right, that had a car that came from Detroit? Who all was left?
Oh, yeah, David Byrd, that's tube chassis car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, dude, for my old steel piece of crap to do as good as it did, I also have to work 10 times as hard, you know, because I'm 3,200 pounds. Those guys are 2,700 pound cars with tube chassis and the same size tire. Dude, I mean, it's just, I was proud of myself, but driving through those pits, I knew right then and there that times are changing.
Yep. It's going to take a pro mod to beat a pro mod.
Times are changing. We're getting to the point where these cars are changing. You know, they're learning what's going to be the best for this. And if it's no rules, like we've always said, it's no rules, then they're not going to abide by any rules. It's no rules.
Exactly.
They're going to do whatever they want to do.
And we can't put rules on it. Well, we can't do it.
No, why would we? You know, that's basically putting rules on street racing would be that would be basically us just saying, hey, look, man, we don't want to change with the times, so you guys are going to have to change for us.
Exactly.
You know, fuck
you can't bring that car out because we consider that car a pro mod.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know, we're not
going
to say
that. You know, I mean, there were cars there that I'm looking at those cars going, why am I racing this guy? Why in the fuck am I racing this guy with my fucking first car? Like, why? Dude, I shouldn't be anywhere near this place. Like, that one guy had a 5.3 bore space, 900 cubic inch.
You talking about the vet?
Oh my god,
dude! Have you looked at that car at all?
It's
fucking
a
beautiful
spectacle of artwork. That car is beautiful. And dude, the biggest I mean, do these guys have 700, 800? I mean, nowadays a 706 like Doc's is small.
On
the street.
Oh yeah.
And I got a 480 inch motor out there. Like Sean's got a 570 inch big block Chevrolet. I mean, we're talking like I realized right then and there that, hey, I did really well, and I did have a chance at winning this deal, but I'm not so sure in the future how many of those chances I'll get again.
Yeah,
you know, because as we're evolving, every city we go to, they're bringing out more and more of those type of cars.
And it's tough making these chances for ourselves, too, though. I mean, you wouldn't have had a chance if you wouldn't have spent every hour of your life down here making the car what it is.
Dude, before cash days,
no
one even knows this, but before cash days, that whole car got a makeover. I mean, new motor, new train. Well, I mean, fresh the motor, fresh the train, new front suspension, new front brakes.
Move the turbos.
Move the turbos back. I mean, dude, we literally refabbed the whole car for cash days just so we could have half a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to have half a chance.
Well, we weren't even real sure that it was going to be ready.
No. And then testing, I made 4 hits on the car before cash days. That's all I got. Like,
yeah, but they were really fast passes. It was almost like whenever you spend the extra amount of time in the shop to make things right, whenever you go out and test, things go right.
That's the way it is.
I'm going to figure that out.
You're
going to
learn
day.
That one. Day.
One of these days, I'll figure that out. Yeah. I like to have my problems on the side of the road whenever I'm out testing.
I don't like you having your problems on the side of the road.
Everybody comes down here and they give me shit because it's taking me 2 weeks to wire the car. I rewired the car before cash days.
Yeah. Then you got it wired and then you tore everything out and then rewired it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's stupid. But it took me 2 weeks to wire the car. You know what I mean? But once I get out there, we're not chasing wires. Yep. We know the shit's going to work, you know. So,
well, that's why I'm trying to pick as much shit off the crow as I can right now, because everything that I'm stealing off of your car, it was put together right. Like the whole brake setup, you go, remember all the problems that we had once we took that thing out? And I was like, no, I don't. And you go, that's right. Because
don't
you spent 2 fucking days setting that deal up in the shop.
That's the biggest thing for somebody that's trying to be competitive. And every time I was doing stuff like that, it was trying to overcome the weight differences between the cars, overcome the aerodynamics differences between the cars, overcome the horsepower and motor sizes and weight bias. I mean, my car's 58% of the weight is on the fucking front tires. I'm racing these guys with 50% of the weight. So before we even leave the starting line, just sitting next to the trailers, they already have more hook than I do.
Oh, yeah.
They're already biting harder. They're already digging harder, and nobody's even in the car. So
it's already taking less power to move them.
Right. So it's getting to the point where if I keep this up, if I keep going the way I've been going, I'm going to end up, somebody that's not competitive anymore. And then I'm just going to bitch about, well, that's not street. That's not street. You're not street. That car's not a street, real street car. It's not real street racing. That's not what street racing is supposed to be about. You know what? Fuck all that. This shit's racing.
Yep.
The only thing that matters is who fucking won.
Yep.
At the end of the day, that's what matters. And if I'd have had a fucking 2,400 pound car at cash days, I'd have had fucking $50,000. And everybody would have been on my dick.
$56,000.
And everybody would have been on my dick.
I would have been.
Well, you're on my dick anyway.
Yeah. I didn't need the money.
There's not room
for you. I'm not money motivated.
So, you know, it's just whatever, man. We have to move forward. We have to change with the times. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and there's nothing we can do about it. And you guys are going to bitch about it, and everybody's going to throw a fit because it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But the bottom line is, this is street racing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you looked at us 5 years ago, all the cars were small tire. You know what I mean? 5, 10.
I wasn't.
Well, yeah.
Almost all of them.
5, 10 years ago, it was rare to see a big tire car on the street. We were all small tire cars. But eventually, you get your teeth kicked in by some guy with a big tire like Ronnie Pace long enough, you go big tire. And yeah, everybody, all your buddies are going to say, you sell out, you suck. Well, you know what? I'm here to race. You know, I don't even know that I'm a real car guy, you know, if I can't race. You know, so it's like,
there's still a few of those small tire guys still trying to keep it real out there.
Not
but
for long.
No. Well, I mean, and now Boosted's talked about his new car. Yeah. And he, I figure, was the last to ever go big tire.
But look at Boosted, okay? Boosted, I have more respect for him than so many people will ever know. Just because Boosted has never campaigned for a small tire list. Boosted has never campaigned for small tire races. Boosted has never campaigned for rules. Boosted has never done any of that. Boosted races heads up on the street. That's what he does. Yep. And now that he's realized that the cars have gone in, overgone this change where they're fucking race. Ridiculous cars.
Yeah. They're all evolving.
They come in semis and stacker trailers. Like, you're not going to be able to be competitive on a consistent basis with a car like his. So he's going to build a new car. That's what I'm saying. This is Oklahoma City. We don't have other lists. We don't have, you know, oh, you're really fast, but, you know, you're a small tire guy, but you're really fast on a small tire. You know what I mean? You're really good for having a small tire. Like, we don't have that here. All we have here is who's the baddest?
Yep. Yeah. Run what you brought.
Who is the baddest? Yo, you're the baddest?
Okay. Yeah, you go everywhere else, and who's the baddest? Oh, well, on this and this and this, well, he's this the baddest. Oh, well, okay, but who? There's one guy, okay, which Oklahoma City has more than one guy, but most cities, there's one guy, and that's it. He's the baddest.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we want to know who the baddest is. Everywhere else will say, well, he's the baddest with a small block.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's the baddest with a, you know, with a back half. He's the baddest with stock suspension. He's the baddest with a 315 radio. He's the baddest on a big tire. Whatever. We don't care about all that. I don't care what color your car is or what you've done to it. Who is the baddest? Are you the baddest? If you're the baddest, I want to race you. So, and I'm going to do whatever I can to beat you. And if that means changing with the times, that's what we're going to do. This Cash Days showed me that times are a changing. They've already started changing, and I've just overlooked it. I mean, dude, it's so bad now. I mean, before there'd be one or two cars like that in Cash Days, but now there's 15. You know,
and then the next one there's going to be 25.
Yep, exactly. Because why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would these guys spend 2 years building a back half car that weighs 3,200 pounds? Just go to Missouri and get a car that, you know, weighs 2,400 pounds.
Hell yeah.
You know, and zip tie some shit in it, and it's good to go, you know? So, whatever. I could fucking just...
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, I get so frustrated about that. People don't understand it's racing.
Yep.
You know, and if you look at race cars, they've evolved.
Yep, big time.
Look, I mean, the 80s, it was hard to run 10s. You know what I mean? But those guys didn't stop. They kept going. So, it's going to keep evolving whether you like it or not, mother effers.
Mother.
All right, anything on the interwebs about Cash Days that we missed? Oh, yeah, wait a minute. There was that one little thing that we're not supposed to talk about. I mean, I literally have it on my notes that say we can't talk about it.
What, about Chuck hitting that dude?
Here we go, yeah. It's out.
Well,
now that we're on the subject.
Well, he's in trouble. He's like going to court and shit over this deal. He went to jail. He had to go check himself into jail.
Yeah, yourself in like at the hotel?
Yeah.
I think it's turn yourself in when you go to jail.
Checked himself in because he did a walkthrough. They didn't hold him.
I think you went there and go, yeah, I have a reservation.
Yeah. You guys have been looking for me?
You guys got a room for Chuck.
C16.
You guys got a cell for Chuck.
Level D, cell 4.
I'm going to need an early checkout.
Yeah.
So Dave been talking shit to Richard Clark online and in person all night long. Richard Clark throws a scalding hot cup of coffee in Dave's direction. I don't even know if it
which,
hit Dave.
Which showers Shane. Which showers, dude, is all
but Shane didn't get nothing compared to Smoke.
Yeah, Smoke got it in his ears.
Smoke was cool as shit about it.
Smoke got it.
He was. He's cool.
Smoke got it. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Once the guy's teeth are knocked out, how are you going to be mad, you know? Yeah, so then, and then as Richard Clark goes to fight Dave, you know,
Chuck sticks him one.
Chuck wasn't going to let him fight Dave.
Yeah, Chuck said, Dave just crashed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and I'm not
months
gonna,
ago. I don't know how long it was. You know,
either way.
Chuck said, look, that's my buddy that you're pushing over here.
Yeah.
And nah.
Also, though, Richard Clark was at a gas station or something earlier that day or the night before.
Okay, I don't know about this.
Oh, yeah. No, this, oh, is, this, good. Is, this good. Is good.
This okay.
is good. Okay. Okay, so he's at a gas station the night before or earlier that day. I can't remember which one. But there was a guy in there that was asking, hey, aren't you the goat from Strouse? And he said something about, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And he said, well, good luck out there at Cash Days or whatever. And he said, I'm going out there to watch my, it was either Chuck's uncle or Chuck's cousin or something. And he was like, yeah, I'm related to Chuck or whatever. And, you know, he's gonna be out there, so he's going to let me come out and watch the race. And Richard Clark said something like, oh, Chuck, yeah, fuck that motherfucker. If I ever get the chance, they'll find him dead in a ditch.
No shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Whoa. Now, that came from a couple different sources.
It's pretty serial.
So I don't know. You know, I wasn't there for that, but I know that Chuck was mad way before this ever happened because Chuck heard that.
Well, nobody likes him. You know, I mean, that's all he does is gets on the internet and mouths off. And obviously that was fine. There was no repercussion from all the shit that he's talked forever on the internet, but there was repercussion from throwing copy on people. You know, you can't expect not to get hit whenever you do something like that.
No, and I respect him for throwing the coffee. Because
he could have just stood there and took the faggot. Yeah, I mean, he was faggot to him, you know.
Call him a bitch, you know, all that shit. And eventually, you know.
Yeah, eventually he had enough.
You're a grown man. You got enough of that shit. It's time to get with it. It's time to get physical. Yeah. Now, I think that he could have targeted his coffee a little better.
Walked up and just poured it on Dave's head.
Horrible. Yeah.
Hit Dave. Yes. You know, but sometimes you got to throw coffee on a crowd of people. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know that if he wouldn't have hit Chuck with the coffee. Even if Chuck didn't get hit with the coffee, I still think Chuck probably would have hit him.
No, he would have. I don't think Chuck got hit with coffee. I think Chuck just hit him because he pushed Dave.
Chuck was looking for a reason to hit somebody. Yeah. You know, Chuck. Yeah. You know, that's what
he finally got his chance to fucking hit somebody.
You know, Chuck came
and
to,
it was full blown. Yeah, he put his weight into it. He hit him.
I didn't really see it. No,
I didn't either. What are we talking about?
I just seen Chuck's hand afterward. Hand had teeth marks all in his.
Well, it's weird. I seen Richard's face before, and I'm not so sure.
It's not that bad of a look for him.
I mean, the only difference I seen was that he had blood coming out of his mouth.
He spit on everybody. Oh, God, man.
He looked crazy.
He did. He had just blood running down his mouth, and then he spit everywhere.
He looked crazy.
Oh, my God.
Man, he looked crazy. He looked mad.
Dude, hey.
He looked a little
if he would have spit on me after, with all that blood,
you'd have.
I don't know what I would have done. I don't know.
Gross, man.
You think about hitting him, but you wouldn't want to get none of that blood on your hand or anything.
Yeah, he tried to show me the inside of his mouth, and I was like, whenever Red pulled his glasses off on Friday and showed everybody the
damn.
Put your glasses back on. Holy
hey, but
shit.
He stayed there and raced.
He did. But we agreed. That's what sucks is that I said, hey, man, if you can let this go, we'll finish this race. If you want to press charges on Chuck or whatever, then go and you can leave and you can press charges on Chuck. Or if you want to fight Chuck, we'll go over here and let y'all fight one-on-one, whatever y'all want to do. And he said, no, he's good. He just wants to
Chuck
race.
Would have been in on that deal.
I feel like Chuck would have said,
Chuck would have got, here?
One-on-one right now?
Well, then they were cool, and he was going to, I don't know if they were cool, but they were going to race.
Yeah, yeah.
But then afterwards, he called the cops on Chuck and got in trouble.
Chuck got in trouble.
You know. We're all going to get shirts that say Free Chuck.
Yeah.
We're going to be going down there and putting something on his commissary.
Yeah. Which I don't really get. I mean, yeah, he got punched. You know, that's assault. But
that's a what?
Assault.
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 It's assault.
It's assault. And he threw coffee on him. Same shit. Pretty much.
Assault?
I think I'm pretty sure hot coffee getting thrown at you.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that if you spit on a police officer, That's assault.
Yeah.
On a police officer.
I know.
Yeah, that's even worse.
No, that's assault on a police officer. Yeah. And, hey. Yeah,
you're fucked.
And no matter what, how bad they assault you after that.
You're going to get beat up.
It doesn't. No, I mean, no matter how bad they beat you up after you spit on them, that don't make it to court.
Yeah.
You still assaulted first.
You get tased, pepper sprayed, punched. Yep.
I mean, piss your pants. I mean, they got, you know.
Piss your pants,
they get
man?
They you hogtied, dragging you across the street, banging your head off the mailboxes. And, I mean, hey, none of that shit gets brought up in court. All that matters is you spit on a police officer. I know that. So, I mean, I would imagine, I'm no legal expert, but I would imagine hot coffee got to be something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, old ladies get like millions of dollars for that if it lands in their lap from McDonald's.
Exactly.
If they spill it in their own fucking lap. Yep. They can sue people.
And his coffee hit at least five people, so there's five different charges, right?
Yeah, we should all sue who.
Hell yeah.
They should all sue. They should sue the people
I don't know anything about this deal.
They should sue whoever made the coffee that hot. That's way too hot a coffee.
Yeah.
It was.
Who? Who was it, Kentucky, that made the coffee?
I don't know.
Maybe the production company?
You know, I don't think you should do anything about it. I think we should just let that one
I think,
go.
Yeah, it's not yeah. their fault. They didn't know he was going to throw
Let's
it on people.
Go there.
Did they?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking
about. What are you
about?
Talking about?
Nobody knows
what you're talking about. All right. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch.
Wrote too much. Oh, hey. Just needed a technical tap.
My ink pen quit working on me there. I'm trying to go over my notes here, and I'm pretty much.
We got anything on the internet? Or?
Yeah, what do we got? Kentucky, this is your job. What the fuck?
Not really.
Oh, because we've been having a few guests in here, and you ain't had to do shit.
No,
yeah,
no,
gave
no.
Up.
He just yeah, I quit mean, his it's, whole it's fucking deal.
Everybody's still going on about your pro mod. Either you love it or you hate it. I mean.
Yeah, but
that's
I mean,
all I've seen. Surely. And Sean pissing the bed.
I did piss the bed.
Those were the two main
that's
subjects.
Current affairs. What about cash days? They had some good I pictures really... about cash days. Chuck punching that dude.
Oh, they did. There was a whole bunch of good ones.
I don't really know. That's like felt like a
to hell year. With it.
To hell with it.
Ah, Christ! I don't know. I can't find it. To hell with it.
What the hell with it then? Sean has spoken, and he's a king, so to hell with it. So,
to hell with it.
To hell with it then.
Let's go look at the car.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go put your car on. Let's go
okay,
put
okay,
your
so
car on the four post.
Guys, and... we got to go. No more podcasts. We're done. We will be yeah, for today. We will be in the shop for the rest of the working day, which
Sean's,
could be any point.
I'm going to be
in
trying
my day.
To get the new car comfortable in the
shop. I'm
going to
be underneath the car
sniffing at
looking
the butt.
At shit and checking things out for my new car.
Yeah. Because it's a nice car.
It is a
it
nice
is.
Car.
It's a very, very job. Nice car. I can't quit staring at it. Every time I'm back there, that's all I do is stare at the car.
Yes.
Good.
I'm going to put it up on the lift and just get underneath it and look at its undercarriage.
Dude, I think I'm going to take it
skirt up a little
home.
Bit.
No.
I think I'm going to take the car
I can
home.
Come up. See, the thing about this deal is your car being here is I can come up here anytime I want and just look at it.
I know. It kind of freaks me out.
Well, that's what I did with the Crow, you know. I stole all kinds of shit off that thing while it was up here. I even had my dad up here stealing parts off of it.
I bet after me you left last night, he came back
Rick
up here.
Rick was like, hell yeah, well, you going to use that?
Yeah, every time your old man comes in here, he's looking at the crashed up Crow going, hey, what are you going to do with that steering column? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean what am I going to do with it? Nothing. The car is junk. He's like, oh, okay. Well, if you get that deal out, let me know.
He wanted you to pull it off.
I'm not taking that car. If you want it, you pull it.
Hey, he had that bitch out in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
He
had a little pile going over there.
Yeah,
he's taking off my fucking
master
car.
Cylinder, like all kinds of shit.
Like it's fucking Crow pull apart over here.
Yeah, it is.
And yeah. You got Monkey and Kentucky out there. Every part they pull off it, they go, man, we need to hang this
We need
up
to put
on
this on
the
wall.
Fuck yeah. That hood's, where's that hood at right now?
Dude.
It's on the fucking wall.
Every part they pulled off the car, man, this would be cool to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
We're going to have a whole shop full of wall hangers of the Crow.
Yep.
We thought about hanging the whole car up upside down on the roof.
This message at Shaq wouldn't take
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it'd come right down. Now. One good snow and it'd be all over.
All right. To hell with it.
To hell with it.
To hell with it. We're
gonna
done.
Hey, we got to find a guest for next week. This shit, Kentucky's just give up.
He what do you mean?
Give Plum out.
I've not given up,
give
guys.
Plum out.
All right, hey, not guys, let up. Us know who you want on
yeah.
next week's podcast.
Somebody give us a give us.
Put it on one of our Facebook pages somewhere, and we'll see what we can do.
We're gonna get another.
There should
gonna,
be 10 people telling us you know,
find
who they
a
want.
Guest. Phantom, make a poll. Make a poll and let Kentucky sit
make
on
a,
it.
Make a poll.
Make a tent.
All right, guys, we're out.
Yeah. See you. Bye.